This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. 150,000, that's the estimated number of undocumented immigrants living in Massachusetts, according to the American Immigration Council, though as we know, that could be an undercount. Because of their status, they're unable to work in the state legally, but they still have to pay bills.
A lot of people do their best to just find day labor and work as they can for people that are willing to give them work.
And that tension can make them vulnerable.
Federal investigators say these men smuggled people from Brazil into the U.S., had them work in their restaurants, and often kept their wages to pay off the smuggling debt.
Federal investigators say the owner threatened undocumented migrants to work against their will, underpaid them, and even attacked them.
This type of abuse, not new, undocumented workers can face an impossible choice. Put up with abuse, stay under the radar, or speak up and face retaliation.
Flores says he never wanted anything more than to be paid for his work.
La preocupación mía es mi familia. Primero que nada es mi familia.
My concern was for my family, Flores says.
In the end, advocates call it a vicious cycle, one that impacts those who are undocumented and documented.
Ultimately, that undermines the working conditions of all workers because there's this major portion of the workforce that will put up with pretty much anything.
That was immigration attorney Rachel Self. Sound from CBS Boston on investigations in Woburn and in Boston with Stash's Pizza, former WBUR immigration reporter Shannon Dooling and Diego Lowe with the Metro West Worker Center. So, what creates the conditions that allows these situations and abuse to unfold, and what can we do to stop it? Today, that's how we are diving beneath the headlines. And with us for the journey, Shannon Dooling, an investigative reporter in Boston, formerly at WBUR, and also an associate professor of journalism at Boston University. Shannon Liss Reardon, Boston labor attorney and former candidate for Massachusetts Attorney General. And Gladys Vega, executive director of La Collaborativa. Shannon Dooling, welcome.
Hi, Tiziana. Thanks for having me.
Shannon Liss Reardon, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And Gladys Vega, thanks to you too.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And I just give me a second to do a little more setup for the listeners. This is why we are talking about this today. There are two cases in Woburn, owners of two Woburn restaurants, federally charged with smuggling Brazilian immigrants into the U.S. and forcing them to work long hours by threatening them with harm. Part of the scheme was recruiting these allegedly recruiting these immigrants from their home countries with promises of a better life in the U.S. In Boston, owner of a pizza parlor chain, Stash's, charged with forced labor, stands accused of forcing undocumented workers to work long hours and verbal and, in at least one case, physical abuse. Shannon Dooling, these are recent cases, but this type of abuse, not new, correct?
Not new at all. You know, the headlines, we're seeing them a little more frequently as of late in the last few months, but the tape that you played in the intro, that's from a report that I filed in 2019. And so, yeah, this is kind of a classic intimidation case, right? The employers in these situations yield incredible amounts of power. Oftentimes, folks in these communities are leaving desperate, if not dangerous, situations in their home countries. They want to come to this country to provide for their families. They think that they are doing so in a way that, at least by their employer, sometimes is told, you know, it's okay, you can come this way, you know, we'll work it out. And then they get here, and it's a very different story.
And Attorney Shannon Liss Reardon, do we know, are we in a climate where this is actually happening more?
I mean, this has been happening forever. I've been doing cases involving this type of exploitation for more than 20 years. I think we're hearing about it more recently. Rachel Rollins is taking a stand, which is a great thing. It's hard for these workers to come forward. They have rights, regardless of whether or not they have documentation here. If they're doing work, they need to be paid for it. The law protects them, and they can't be abused in this way. But it's so hard for them to step forward because their employers hold this huge thing over them, that if they speak out, they're going to drop a dime on them with immigration authorities. And that makes people very afraid to come forward.
Gladys Vega, I'm struck by Shannon Liss Reardon saying there Rachel Rollins is being aggressive with these cases. What are you hearing from the community in Chelsea in reaction to these prosecutions?
So I think the prosecutions and the role that Rachel Rollins our U.S. attorney has taken. It's admirable. It is not enough. This has happened for decades. I remember vividly working on the Boston Heisenberg case. That was another case of human trafficking right on Eastern Avenue. And there were workers that had to pay their coyotes. There were workers that were working in horrible conditions. There were workers that were forced to hide when the U.S. Department of Labor came to inspect the building to hear the comments that we were recording with the employees. So those things continue to happen in our community. And because they hold the power of their money, at times they provide housing for them too. They know that they're undocumented, so they always play that immigration card. If you don't listen to me, I'm going to call immigration. I know that you have family in El Salvador, in Honduras. So all those things are real, and that is why sometimes people are not willing to come forward. And it's so important for us to continue to do outreach efforts in order for us to stabilize our community in terms of letting them know that they have rights, that regardless of documented or undocumented, that in United States, the dignity of the worker, it's seen, and there's rights to protect them.
So we're talking about the ability of employers to be coercive with undocumented workers. What spurred this are these cases in Woburn and Boston. I'm speaking with Shannon Dooling, Shannon Liss Reardon, Gladys Vega. Shannon Dooling, I'll come back to you. Gladys Vega talked about having to pay coyotes, people having access to families back home and threatening families back home, threatening to go to ICE. There's a lot of power of coercion here.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about the reporting on Jose Flores. In that case, he wanted to file a workers' comp, and his employer threatened to go to ICE.
Well, so yeah, what happened is he did file a workers' compensation claim, which, as Shannon Liss Reardon, excuse me, pointed out, is totally within his legal rights to do so in Massachusetts. He fell from a ladder, had a really bad fall, broke his femur bone, was unable to work. The sole provider in his family didn't have legal documentation in the country. Consulted with some attorneys, filed the workers' compensation claim. A few weeks later, the owner of Terra Construction, the company he was working for, set up an appointment, said, hey, I want to give you some cash to help you get through these tough times until your workers' compensation claim comes through. Paz Flores showed up for that appointment, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement were a couple blocks down the street and arrested him right after he left that. Fast forward a few years, and the Department of Labor actually filed a lawsuit. This was under President Trump, former President Trump. His Department of Labor filed a lawsuit against Terra Construction, claiming that they retaliated against Paz Flores for having filed that workers' compensation claim. And recently, last year, a jury actually sided with Paz Flores in that argument. So, you know, perhaps that's, you know, a precedent to have been set in federal court. It does strike me that all of these charges are brought at the federal level. I know that Massachusetts has anti-trafficking laws on the books as a state, but we do see that, you know, it rises to the level of federal prosecution. That's an interesting thing to note.
So, Shannon Liss Reardon, that's where I want to go with you, right? Because, you know, you noted this is U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins for the state of Massachusetts who's prosecuting in these two cases. Gladys Vega noting the power of coercion that these employers have. What are the state-level protections from retaliation, from abuse, from hostile work environment, et cetera, that undocumented workers have? And I will note, there will be listeners saying, these workers are undocumented. They are not working legally. Why do they, should they have rights to such protections? So let me give you that whole package of questions to respond to.
So under Massachusetts state law, they have all the same protections that all workers have. If they do work, they have the right to be paid for it. If they work overtime, they need to be paid overtime. They need to be paid at least minimum wage. In certain areas, they need to be paid prevailing wage. So it is incredibly important that these rights be enforced for them, because if they're not, then employers are going to have a real incentive, which unfortunately they already do, to hire undocumented workers because they think they can take advantage of them and they won't speak out when they don't follow all of the rules. So I've been very proud to represent immigrant workers in so many cases, brave workers who have come forward and have set examples exactly like the ones that we're seeing in the news right now. And when they do that, it gives strength to other workers that they know that they can come forward as well. State has power also. State Attorney General's office can bring these cases and they have criminal enforcement power too. I think it's really important that the employers who repeatedly engage in this kind of behavior, they need to be gone after so that other employers know they can't get away with this and they think they have this vulnerable workforce that they can do anything to. I mean, I've seen it in so many industries, the restaurant industry, the cleaning industry, the adult entertainment industry. We see a lot of it. Unfortunately, people don't always understand that you have the same right to be paid, to have a workplace that is safe and free from harassment and physical abuse, whatever your immigration documentation status is.
So I'll turn to you now, Gladys Vega, and there are two questions on my mind based on what we've been hearing. The first is, and yet we have this disconnect where workers remain vulnerable, where we're hearing cases of workplace abuse, where we have two prosecutions going on. And as you read the stories and you hear the stories, what you keep hearing is, this isn't new, this isn't surprising, this is the tip of the iceberg. Why the disconnect?
I think the disconnect is because I think this type of behavior, such as human trafficking, it's like modern day slavery, and we have learned to normalize it. And until we take it up on our own to make sure that we go to the restaurants, to the construction workers' sites, that the worker centers organize and people in our community are aware of it, and that you go to the bars and you see people working there and you wonder, why is that young girl dressed that way, etc.? Could she be a victim of human trafficking? Once we stop, asking those questions, we are normalizing that behavior and we are not making an impact. And I really think that that's where we need to really put effort in educating the public about labor and sex trafficking, because if we don't expose it in Massachusetts, we'll continue to make it as part of our furniture and it will continue to happen. And for those people that think they're undocumented, they don't deserve any rights, they don't deserve any less, this is about civil rights. This is about human dignity. This is about us thinking, where were our ancestors if they were set in this setup that we are facing, in this past decade? Let's think about humanity and why is it important for us to protect each other.
So you actually answered the second question I was going to ask with that as well, which is excellent. So I will turn to Shannon Liss Reardon now. What can the legal community in Massachusetts be doing better, Shannon?
Well, there are lots of worker centers out there. There are lots of advocates who are doing really great work trying to communicate to communities that they have these rights and that there are resources that can help them. Private lawyers can take these cases. People can go to the Attorney General's office. People can go to Greater Boston Legal Services. I think these are very important cases. And when they come along, we look at them very closely. And it's a lot of work to encourage these workers to recognize they have rights, and that they're setting an example for others if they push forward, and stand up for their rights. And also for people who are particularly concerned about immigration repercussions, the Department of Labor does have a program where workers can get a certain amount of status that protects them for at least a period of time while a case is being investigated. So it's not what everyone is looking for, but it's some degree of protection when there are these abuses and people are willing to come forward. We need to be encouraging them to come forward, and we need to be making an example of those bad employers who are thinking that they can get away with abusing workers who have this vulnerability.
And Shannon Dooling.
Yeah, on that note, about making examples of employers who are practicing these, exhibiting these practices, you know, historically, we often have seen headlines that have focused on, you know, dozens of undocumented immigrants arrested at a plant or at a you know, Gladys spoke about some of that work that was done here in East Boston and in Chelsea years ago, sort of quote unquote raids of workplace violations. You know, the folks who are often featured in those headlines are the immigrant workers, not the employers, not the owners of the companies. And you often, you know, you often, even on Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE's website, you see, you know, several undocumented immigrants, unauthorized workers found at X place. You don't hear about the name of the employer. You don't hear about the fallout for the employer. And so I think what these federal prosecutions are kind of showing us is that, you know, at least here in Massachusetts, Rachel Rollins, U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins, is trying to sort of flip that dynamic on its head and really highlight the employer and show their misgivings and their wrongdoings as opposed to the unauthorized worker, you know, being a part of that.
All right. Shannon Dooling is an investigative reporter in Boston, formerly at WBUR, and an associate professor of journalism at Boston University. Shannon Liss Reardon, Boston labor attorney, former candidate for Massachusetts Attorney General, and Gladys Vega, executive director at La Collaborativa. Thanks to all three of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.